The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 556.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. So I'm getting started late today recording, and you might ask why. And maybe you already know about this, but the reason why is because I have a crazy mania cardinal on the loose around my house. And it's been several weeks now that it's been going crazy. This thing, this cardinal, is amazing. I had no idea. You know, we live in the wilderness here, and we have a lot of wildlife around. And so you think that we would have ran across this before, but we haven't. This is one of the first times where... we've just been existing, and we started hearing all these tapping on the window, each window, tap, 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 around the windows, all around the house. And I thought, what is going on? Like, I was afraid maybe a bird was going to get hurt. And we realized, like, I went outside, and I stood and watched for a while, and I realized that there's this cardinal, beautiful, bright red male cardinal, looking for a mate. And it sees its reflection in the window, and at first it was... really coming in pretty dive bomby and hitting the window and banging the window like very loud. And I thought, oh my gosh, this thing's going to hurt itself. And so I was paying attention to it and I was watching it. I was looking to see if it was getting the hang of it. And then it quit coming in so hard and it would just go around and literally fly around the house and stop at every single window and tap, tap, tap on the window. Now we have a lot of windows, so this is a big issue. So naturally, I jumped in. I started researching cardinals, their behavior, how long it was going to last, what we could do to stop it. I was saying things like I could buy these window decals and put them on every window. But, of course, shipping time was like 4 to 6 weeks. And other articles were saying, well, he'll be done in 2 weeks, so don't worry about it. Anyway, we're at least 4 weeks into this, and I think maybe the reason little guy doesn't have found himself a girlfriend yet is because he's Looney Tunes, but all the little female cardinals are looking at him going like, there is something wrong with this dude. We are not going with this guy. You might wonder, why am I spending the first many minutes of this show talking about this cardinal? And the reason is because just from seeing his behavior, I have learned a few things, and really three specific things that relate to business, to building a business. So let's cover them. Lessons learned from Dana's little red cardinal, who is soon to find a mate. Lesson number one, He has clarity. I mean, this guy knows what he wants. He is very, very clear on what he wants. He is so laser focused. He wants this one thing and this one thing only. He's not multitasking. He's not looking at multiple options. He has no plan B. He has clarity and he is focused and he is determined. This is what he wants. He knows what he wants. And I was thinking about just that first point, like really knowing what you want. And many of us, we kind of think like, oh yeah, I know what I want, you know, or I know what I want, or I'm kind of, no, this is good. I'm fired up, or I have a goal. But having a goal that you're crazy passionate about. And that leads me to point number two, lesson number two learned from Mr. Red Cardinal. He is willing to fight for it. He is taking on so many different cardinals. He doesn't realize, of course, that all those other cardinals are him. He's taking on an army of cardinals to get this one thing that he wants. And not just like, oh, one day he goes out and fights. Every day he's taking on a whole army of cardinals to get what he wants. He is that passionate about what he wants. He's not lukewarm about it. He's not thinking, oh, maybe I want this, maybe I don't. He is willing to take on dozens and dozens of cardinals every day, every hour, day in and day out. I don't know why he doesn't get tired just flying around and flying around, because he's in a continual battle to get what he wants. Now, perhaps if we could teach him something and tell him that he'd get a lot more and a lot further through joy rather than through fighting. But you have to admire his determination. He's just not stopping, and he's willing to stay the course and persevere. And why is he willing to persevere? Why is he willing to stay the course so determinedly? And I think this leads me to point number three. This is pure speculation on my part, because I did not get it straight from the cardinal's mouth, so I'm just speculating. But lesson number three, learned from Little Red Cardinal, is that I think he's in his knowing. I think he's willing to take on all of these other imaginary cardinals. He's willing to fight for what he wants. He's willing to stay the course. He's willing to persevere. Because not only does he know what he wants, but he has an expectation that he's going to get it. Why do I speculate this? Because of the way he sings. He sits outside and he sings this little song, and he's so proud and so knowing and so determined. And no matter how many weeks have passed and no matter how crazy he may be, he has a high level of expectation that some female cardinal is going to hear his song and respond, and he's going to go off in the sunset living happily ever after and making lots of little baby cardinals. Think about it for yourself, and I know I was thinking about it for myself, because I think sometimes we can get into our daily routines. We can get where we've got our little list of things to do, and it's Tuesday, and it's Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, and I always do this Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, and here's my little checklist, and I'm going to check it off. And we almost do things in our business, or we build our businesses out of habit rather than out of passion. And so be reminded. I hope you take the lessons that I'm taking from this little guy. Have some clarity. Know what it is you want. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? What are we gaining from it? We're gaining emotionally. We're gaining financially. We're gaining from achievements and feelings of achievements and the desire and energy and passion that flows through us. You know, most of what we do, I think it's an emotional benefit that we get. That's why we do it. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just do the checklist. Don't just do the thing today because it's the thing that's supposed to be done. What do you want? What do I want? What do you want? What do you want? What drives you with passion? What feels like fun? What feels like, wow, it would be so neat if I would, if this would. Oh, what if this happened? Oh, it'd be fun to create this. Like, going in with your imagination and your creation and your passion and your clarity, it's such a more fun way is funner a word? I'm not sure. It's a more fun way to build your business and to live your life. And granted, maybe we don't want to be quite as crazy as the cardinal and go pecking at every window that we go by, but we can at least go through life with that determination and that sureness and that knowing and that sing-songy little song and that willingness to persevere and do what we want to do with joy and achieve all that we want to achieve because we're so clear on what we want and we're so knowing that we're going to get it. We have that high expectation. Say those little sentences, reevaluate, look at your dreams, think of your goals, dream bigger, have a higher expectation, do it by training your brain, doing it by saying those little sentences that make you happy, do it by following your joy, doing it by knowing that you don't want to live a life of ticking the boxes, you want to live a life of passion and being extraordinary. And the best part is you can start right now. See you really soon. Have fun with this. Bye.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It was like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.